Pennsylvania is an important breeding ground for over 100 species of migratory birds. Many of them are songbirds, filling forests with their chatter this time of year. But some of these birds are in decline, and the state is trying to create more habitat to help them. As the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier explains, sometimes that means using an age-old tool that reshapes forests: fire.
In a clearing in the Allegheny Mountains, 25 men in fire-resistant gear gather in a circle.
Today, did everybody get a hold of a map?
Ben Jones is in charge of the Pennsylvania Game Commission's prescribed fire program. He's telling these men, mostly Game Commission officers with special fire training, about today's controlled burn. Jones begins with a weather report, some safety tips, and tells them what they're trying to accomplish today.
Well, this is part of the area that was heavily hit by gypsy moth around 2008, 2009, with a lot of oak mortality. We're trying to tip that balance back to the oak forest that it was before gypsy moth.
The state's had this prescribed fire program for about a decade to maintain different kinds of habitat across the Game Commission's 1.5 million acres of public game lands. Today's fire will cover a 500-acre strip of it in Center County. Jones takes a crew about 1.5 miles down a dirt road into the forest. At the end, he walks down a path.
Fire has been a part of these habitats for thousands of years. Since the glaciers retreated, fires have been burning through these habitats for, pushing 10,000 years.
Some of these fires were set by Native Americans to promote certain types of berry crops or improve hunting grounds. He says this is basically what the Game Commission is doing today.
After these fires, this will be a great place to come in and turkey hunt just next week.
Jones and his team pick a spot to start the fire, where the wind will keep it from spreading too fast once it's set. Gage Meyer, a Game Commission officer from Cameron County, walks around with a large metal can with a spray nozzle attached at the end.
It's a mixture of diesel fuel and gasoline. It's 4-to-1. It's not too potent, but it does the job.
Meyer ignites a clump of leaves that have been doused with the fuel. From there, he and another crew member spray the fuel in a straight line along the path. The fire quickly spreads. The fire burns knee high, turning leaves on the ground black. A wall of heat pulses off the forest floor. This fire will benefit oak trees and wild turkeys, but it'll also create a home for some rare or threatened songbirds. A few miles away, Jeff Larkin, a biologist at Indiana University of Pennsylvania, walks along a flat ridgetop dotted with small trees.
Where these guys live, right? These are pitch pine. Fire came through relatively thick bark.
This forest was burned 2 years ago. There are still scorch marks on some stumps, but small woody plants are quickly taking over the forest floor. Larkin says these fires will help create habitat for some birds that don't need a deep forest to raise their young in.
There are a few species that populations have been plummeting for quite a bit longer, and therefore they're kind of on the conservation radar screen, if you will.
One of the most threatened species is the golden-winged warbler. It's a migratory bird that's currently being considered for protection under the Endangered Species Act. Once abundant, its population has declined by 2/3 since the 1960s. Several states and the federal government are spending millions to keep the species from going extinct. It's a tiny gray bird with splashes of brilliant yellow on its head and wings that give the bird its name. The golden-winged warbler winters in parts of Central and South America that are rapidly being deforested, and then it migrates to North America in the spring, which is pretty amazing for a creature that weighs only 9 grams.
We're talking about like the weight of a quarter or a nickel. Not very much. And you can think about that critter trying to get across the Gulf of Mexico and then find its way back to its breeding grounds.
Those breeding grounds are young forests, like those being created by controlled burns. The birds don't nest high in the trees, but closer to the ground.
Because they got kids that can barely fly. They're trying not to be eaten by hawks and snakes and chipmunks and everything else that wants to eat a songbird. And they're also trying to make sure that there's ample amounts of food.
But that perfect young forest is rare in Pennsylvania. Why? Larkin takes me to another nearby site for the answer. It was burned a couple of years ago, but small trees and shrubs are growing back. A century ago, Larkin says, this field would have probably been clear-cut, like the rest of Pennsylvania's forests.
We could all go back in our time machines before any of us were around, think about the massive landscape-scale clearing of our forests that occurred. When that happened, all of our forests, basically their age, became reset.
So most forests in the state is about 100 years old. Larkin says this is bad, not just for golden-wing warblers, but for other species that evolved to survive in specific types of forests or wetlands.
Think about our forests before that happened. The thousands of years of structural complexity that developed.
That complexity is in evidence at this site that was burned a few years ago. A few lone hickory trees stand in a sea of blackberry bushes and oak and maple saplings.
Here's a great example of what we call the golden-winged warbler nesting habitat. If we got out in there, you'd have areas of some grasses and some ferns and some other pockets of like goldenrod. And those are the places that they like to seek out to build a nest and to raise their young.
And with any luck, golden-winged warblers will be able to raise their young here this summer. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.